This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Award-winning Philippine journalist Maria Ressa, who has been critical of the Philippines president, was convicted of libel and sentenced to jail Monday in a decision called a major blow to press freedom in the country. Ressa was sentenced to up to 6 years, but was not immediately taken into custody. Her lawyer says they will appeal the verdict. Police in Atlanta, Georgia, have released body camera footage that captures the shooting death of a black man by a white officer who was swiftly fired. AP's Julie Walker has more.
It was at a Wendy's drive-thru Friday night where police say Rashard Brooks was asleep in his car, drunk, and it was caught on body cam, including Officer Garrett Rolfs.
I just had a few drinks, that's it.
I think you've had too much to drink to be driving, so put your hands behind your back for me.
From there, it all goes sideways fast. Ending with police killing Brooks, the next day his family's lawyer calls for Rolfe to be charged with murder, and Police Chief Erica Shields steps down. Mayor Keisha Bottoms.
I do not believe that this was a justified use of deadly force.
Then Saturday night, protesters torched the Wendy's where it all began. I'm Julie Walker.
The Turkish Defense Ministry says it has launched airstrikes on outlawed Kurdish rebel bases in northern Iraq. The air raids targeted Kurdistan's Worker Party bases in northern Iraq. European Union foreign ministers will hold video talks with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Monday as transatlantic rifts widen over Israel, international organizations, and how to deal with China. High on the agenda will be the Middle East peace process as Brussels seeks to persuade Israel to back down from plans to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. And equities dipped Monday, extending last week's losses on fears of a second wave of coronavirus infections. This is VOA News. Brazil has moved past Britain to become the country with the second highest COVID-19 death toll. Johns Hopkins University says more than 43,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the South American country. Johns Hopkins reports the number of coronavirus cases around the world is steadily climbing toward the 8 million mark. In the U.S., the country hardest hit by the coronavirus, the death toll is nearing 116,000. Chinese health officials report 40 new coronavirus cases on Monday, including 36 more in the capital, Beijing, where a fresh cluster linked to a wholesale food market has fueled fears of a second wave of infections. The domestic outbreak in China, where the disease first emerged last year, had largely been brought under control. But then a fresh batch of cases was detected in the capital last week. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced a number of coronavirus restrictions are being lifted. On Mondays, cafes and restaurants can open across France, and travel to other European countries will be allowed. It comes as a number of other countries in Europe reopened their borders between EU countries on Monday. This includes Britain. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says, although the outbreak seems to be easing, people still need to be vigilant.
Clearly, statistically, those benefits, while important, become less valuable as we get the disease down. But what I don't want to do is sacrifice the huge efforts of the British people in beating this disease.
After months away from the campaign trail, U.S. President Donald Trump plans to rally his supporters next weekend in Tulsa, Oklahoma, despite the concerns of health officials. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The head of Tulsa's health department says it is an honor for the city to host a sitting president, just not during a pandemic. Oklahoma has a relatively low death rate from COVID-19 compared with the rest of the nation, but new cases have been rising. And Saturday's rally is scheduled for a 19,000-seat arena. The city's health chief, Bruce Dart, tells the Tulsa World he's concerned about protecting anyone who might attend such a large indoor event, including the president. But Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Carson, himself a doctor, tells ABC's This Week,
it is very important that we utilize what we have learned about the disease so that we can live with it rather than allow it to dominate us.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on the coronavirus and the latest numbers from around the world, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.